That is why they departed. The vice president met with these legislators yesterday, and the vice president and the president, I should say, certainly applauds their actions and their outspoken opposition to states to efforts to put in place restrictive measures in their state.
And maybe it is funny to think about it that way, but the president is talking about this as the most serious assault on
democracy. I don't think anything about this is funny. I think what is important to note, though, here is that there are 28 states, including Texas, where there are laws in place or in process to make it harder to vote. And it requires bold action. It requires bold voices to speak out against that and make sure people understand their rights. That's exactly what's happening here.
So does the candidate, who's now the president, who told people he knew how to make deals with Republicans, he's meeting with Republicans today, does he think that the best way to prevent something bad from happening, that he thinks is bad from happening in Texas, is for these lawmakers to be hiding out in a different state, or for them to go back and sit down at the table?
The president fundamentally believes you should work together in areas where you can find agreement, as he is on the bipartisan infrastructure framework that is going to help rebuild roads and rails and bridges around our country, and also that you should be outspoken where you have concerns about affronts to democracy. That's what he did yesterday, and that's what these legislators are doing now.
Okay, that's Jen Psaki and Peter Ducey from Fox News Channel, and this is from yesterday. But I am so fed up with listening to this crazed rhetoric from the left. I'm going to play for you coming up after the break something that will tell you exactly what is and is not in the Texas voting rights bill or bills. Because this whole thing of saying it's suppressing the vote and all that, it doesn't. If anything, it's going to help allow more people to vote, not less people to vote. I'll let you hear what's actually in that bill or bills. And by the way, you look at what's happened here in Nevada with AB 321 and our, you know, ballot harvesting and at-home voting and all these things that are out there. This is this we've been there before. Been there, done that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. The Bucks came back in the fourth quarter to even the NBA Finals at two games apiece, 109-103, the final in Game 4. Devin Booker for the Suns led all scorers with 42 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 26, along with 14 rebounds. The series now moves back to Phoenix for Game 4 Saturday. Baseball returns today with the Red Sox and Yankees, and everyone else starting the second half of the season tomorrow. Dodgers will be at the Rockies, Angels hosting the Mariners, Giants at the Cardinals, Padres and Nationals in D.C., and the A's at home against the Indians. Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal has entered the health and safety protocols at Team USA camp. Team USA had announced that a player entered the protocols but had not named the player. Beal had played 30 minutes in Team USA's exhibition win over Argentina Tuesday. The team will play Australia Friday. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the bubbies, nanas, and papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
KACQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A couple of tough spots on our valley roads right now. If you're driving along the Beltway in Henderson this hour, watch for an accident on 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Westbound 215 at Valley Verde in Henderson. Also still working that earlier northwest wreck at US 95 northbound at Ann Road. And add to that a problem on the east side now on Tropicana at Koval. Got an accident there and an injury wreck on Maryland Parkway in Bonneville. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Benjamin Crump. He of George Floyd fame and other civil rights lawsuits. He and an army of attorneys have filed a lawsuit against the city of Las Vegas and four cops on behalf of the family of Brian Williams, an unarmed black man whose dying cries were "I can't breathe" were ignored. The 44-page lawsuit filed yesterday identifies the Metro cops as Patrick Campbell, Benjamin Vasquez, Alexander Gonzalez, and Rocky Roman. The lawsuit also names Clark County and its Sheriff Joe Lombardo as defendants. Now, why that is important, and again, this is something that may not be dealt with for a while, but remember, Joe Lombardo is running for governor. And we don't know if this is something that is politically motivated. We don't know at this point. But it's curious that just weeks after Joe Lombardo announces that he's running for governor, all of a sudden he's a defendant in a undoubtedly a multi-million-dollar lawsuit headed up by Benjamin Crump. And you've seen Benjamin Crump on CNN and all of the networks. All over the place. And my guess is we're going to see a lot of them here, and you'll probably be seeing him on Fox News and CNN tonight about this latest officer-involved death. And again, an unarmed black man, Byron Williams, is dead after a run-in with Metro Police. We'll get you more details as this stuff becomes available. Again, sifting through a 44-page lawsuit is going to take a little bit of time. But trust me on this one. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be national news, and it's going to be right here. I promised you that I'm fed up with all this talk about the Texas law, or I'm sorry, the Texas lawmakers who are out of the state. And all because, according to the left and CNN and MSNBC and NBC News, because of voter suppression related voting rights legislation that is waiting to be passed during a 30-day special session of the legislature in Texas. This is Sean Hannity, though. And this to me is important because I'm sick and tired of people portraying laws like this in 28 different states that will suppress the vote. It's just not the case. This was Sean Hannity last night, cut five. And just what is in the Texas voting rights bills? What is in the legislation? That's the important part. Listen to this.
According to Joe Biden, America is facing its worst crisis since the Civil War because of the Texas election bill. Look at your screen tonight. This bill bans paid ballot harvesting. You have a problem with that? It requires voter ID for mail-in ballots. Alternatively, voters can provide the last four digits of their Social Security number if they prefer. The bill sets uniform times for early voting, all while expanding early voting hours on the weekend. It ensures that poll watchers are able, according to law, observe vote counting. Start to finish, all sides get to observe. It strengthens the ban on unmanned mail-in drop boxes so nothing nefarious can happen. Keep people honest. It gives voters an opportunity to correct mistakes on mail-in ballots if they're discovered. The bill requires those assisting voters with filling out their ballots to complete a form verifying their identity, and it ends the temporary emergency measures that were put in place because of the pandemic, like drive-through voting and 24-hour early voting. Joe Biden quite literally is calling this bill the most racist thing to happen in the United States this century. All right, pretty insane, especially when you consider this simple fact. Because of this bill, it is now easier to vote in Texas than in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. That's why he's now weaponizing his own Department of Justice to go after Atlanta. They have far more accessibility to voting than Delaware. And in the state of Texas, there are 2 weeks of early voting. In Delaware, there are 0 weeks of early voting. In Texas, there are drop locations for absentee ballots. In Delaware, well, drop boxes, well, they're not required. Both states require voter ID. But in his, 5,000-plus years representing the great state of Delaware, Joe not one time ever voiced any concern whatsoever about his own state's restrictive election laws.
There you have it. Sean Hannity did a great job last night of essentially nailing down what is and is not in this Texas voter legislation. And it's incredible when you compare what they're planning on doing in Texas, what they're planning on doing in Georgia, and what they're doing in other states, including Delaware. Joe Biden's beloved Delaware. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. The big news, again, and I guess there's really no news, but it's an update on a Supreme Court justice. A lot of people are speculating may step down, and that's Justice Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court's oldest member, told CNN yesterday that he has not decided yet when to retire from the bench. Again, this is a lifetime appointment. There have been a lot of progressives and some other Democrats who have encouraged Breyer to step down so that President Biden can name a younger liberal judge to the court while their party holds a slim control of the Senate. If you wait until the 2022 midterms, they may not control the Senate. And this will adversely impact Biden's ability to put a true, maybe progressive, on the court. Don't know. When asked by CNN whether he had decided to retire, Breyer said no. He was nominated to the position. If you're wondering, take a trip down memory lane. President Clinton nominated him in 1994. Two of the factors that are going to enter into his decision, which I think make total sense, primarily, according to Breyer, primarily, of course, health. Second, the court. And he cares very desperately about the court, about the makeup of the court. Right now it's 6-3 conservative. And it may well be that this forces him into retirement so that President Biden can nominate a progressive or just a mainstream Democrat. I doubt, my guess is there'd be tremendous pressure on the president to nominate a progressive, and really well beyond well beyond anything that we've seen on the court as far as progressives. This would be a first opportunity at a progressive Supreme Court nominee. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared to death of what Joe Biden would send up to the Senate. I mean, AOC and Bernie Sanders and the progressive wing of the Democrat Party would be pushing very, 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 very hard to do that. Now, I found it interesting. Joan Biskupic is the CNN Supreme Court analyst, and she was the one that actually did the interview. This is Cut 6. Let's go to Cut 6. Joan Biskupic of CNN, their Supreme Court analyst. Will the 82-year-old Stephen Breyer retire before the next term? Let's listen.
You know, there's been so much speculation about his plans, because is he about to leave the bench and give President Joe Biden his first opportunity to make a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court? That question's been out there for a long time now, and I went up to New Hampshire and talked to him, and I said, have you decided what you're going to do? And he said, no. He had not yet decided. I asked him what factors might be on his mind as he considered whether to retire. And the first one was his health. He said, my health is a priority. He's about to turn 83. He's a pretty youthful 82 right now, hasn't had any serious health conditions that we know of, as had occurred with Justice Ginsburg, who passed away last year. So he's a pretty vigorous 82, but he's, you know, he's still 82, going on 83. But the other concern, he said, was the court. So he's also thinking about what is best for the institution of the court at this time, and, you know, how to perhaps account for politics but not get caught up in politics. Because one of his major themes of speeches he's given, a book he's writing, is that he wants to protect the court from the perils of politics, Kate.
So there you have it from CNN this morning. Joan Biskupic, the CNN SCOTUS, that's Supreme Court of the U.S., analyst. And by the way, he turns 83 next month in August. So a lot of pressure on him. Should he stay or should he go? I'll be honest with you. It scares me to death to think that Joe Biden or the people that control Joe Biden would be nominating a progressive. Can you imagine a progressive? I mean, he'd still be in the three as opposed to the six. The conservatives would still have the upper hand. But, you know, there's always the issue of Clarence Thomas. Is he going to retire anytime soon? And he, of course, is one of the more conservative justices on the court. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And, let me just remind you that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I don't know if you caught this, but Britney Spears, a judge has allowed her now to name her own attorney. And that this could be the end, the beginning of the end of the conservatorship. I mean, which to me, for a 39-year-old woman to still be in a conservatorship is just ludicrous. This is Adam Streisand. He's the former Britney Spears attorney, and his reaction to the judge ruling that she can select her own attorney. This was from Fox earlier.
Well, it's about time. The last 13 years with her court-appointed counsel has been clearly a disaster. Over the past 13 years, there have been closed proceedings, and I've been very cautious to say, look, we don't know. But there's always been a disconnect because somehow she's been able to function by performing on stage every night at a Vegas show or on tour, co-hosting a television show, and that doesn't really square with what it means to be in a conservatorship. And you will recall that only 8 months ago, the judge asked her lawyer, what does Britney think about this conservatorship? How does she feel about it? And her own lawyer said she's like a comatose patient who can't even sign a piece of paper saying what she wants. Now, she blew that out of the water a couple of weeks ago when she finally, for the first time, was able to appear in court and talk to the judge. So I think now with a new lawyer, everything is going to change, and we're going to see immediately a petition to terminate this conservatorship. And you wait, we're going to see some lawsuits against people who are involved in this conservatorship.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating on a number of levels. Here's part of what she said yesterday in court. She called in to this court proceeding. She said, I'm here to get rid of my dad and charge him with conservatorship abuse. It was their goal to make me feel crazy, which I'm not. That's not abuse. That's just cruelty, she says. This conservatorship is literally allowing my dad to rule my life. That is abuse, and we all know it. They said that during some of her statements yesterday, she was sobbing in the middle of this, and I think you touched on something that a lot of people have questions about. You know, how is she really? You know, I mean, how? And then you're right. Then you look at the fact that she employs, you know, tens of people, maybe hundreds of people. She's made hundreds of millions of dollars in her career and manages to pull off that aspect of her life quite well.
Yeah, that's right. And look, under law, a conservatorship can't be maintained unless it's the absolute last resort to help somebody who can't help themselves. And that just doesn't square. There isn't any way you can convince me, now that we've seen her and listened to her, that she hasn't had the ability to function. You and I can't decide on this program what, if any, issues she actually has. But what we can decide is there's been a tragic miscarriage of justice here, because she's never had anyone who's advocated for her. She didn't even know she could seek to terminate this, which she could have done at any point in time in the last 13 years. So I think everything now is really going to change, and she's going to find some liberty.